This is Akashvani. The news read by Kiran Jha. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah alleged that ruling DMK government in Tamil Nadu is a failure. He asked the party workers to expose it. In a closed-door meeting of party workers at Trichy in Tamil Nadu yesterday, Mr. Shah asked party workers to work hard towards NDA's success in ensuring assembly elections. He also asked party workers to take forward the welfare schemes of the Modi government to the people at large. The senior BJP leader was in Tamil Nadu on a two-day visit, stepping up party's outreach ahead of the assembly elections. He also emphasized the need to expose corrupt leaders of the DMK government. During his visit, Mr. Shah also held discussions with leaders of the AIADMK to undertake the journey in challenging the present ruling dispensation of the state. In a public meeting on Sunday, he stepped up attacks on Chief Minister M.K. Stalin over governance, corruption and dynasty politics. Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlighted that the world is looking at India with hope and optimism and wants to invest in its innovative youngsters. He pointed out that solutions to some of the most pressing global challenges are also emerging from the country. He said India's art, culture, music and several festivals are going global, while yoga and Ayurveda are making worldwide impact by promoting healthy living. The Prime Minister wrote this in an op-ed marking the historic milestone of 1,000 years since the first attack on Somnath Temple in Gujarat in the year 1026. PM Modi said Somnath Temple's survival over the past 1,000 years reflects the country's indomitable civilizational spirit. PM Modi said it was January 1026 that Mahmud of Ghazni attacked this temple seeking to destroy a great symbol of faith and civilization through a violent and barbaric invasion. He later shared an audio on social media platform.
अगर हजार साल पहले खंडित हुआ सोमनाथ मंदिर अपने पूरे वैभव के साथ फिर से खड़ा हो सकता है तो हम हजार साल पहले का समृद्ध भारत भी बना सकते हैं आइए इसी प्रेरणा के साथ हम आगे बढ़ते हैं एक नए संकल्प के साथ एक विकसित भारत के निर्माण के लिए एक ऐसा भारत जिसका सभ्यतागत ज्ञान हमें विश्व कल्याण के लिए प्रयास करते रहने की प्रेरणा देता है
Modi will be visiting Somnath Temple in Gujarat on Sunday. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan will release 41 literary works developed by the Centres of Excellence for Classical Kannada, Telugu, Malayalam and Odia today in New Delhi. The works are developed under the Central Institute of Indian Languages. The event will also mark the release of 13 books along with the 45-episode sign language interpretation series of the Thirukkural in the Central Institute of Classical Tamil Nadu. In the Tamil, in a social media post, the Ministry of Education said that this initiative reflects a sustained commitment to strengthening classical language studies and preserving India's rich literary heritage. It also said that this initiative will make classical knowledge more accessible to contemporary learners through inclusive and innovative formats. Chancellor of Germany, Friedrich Merz will pay an official visit to India on 12th and 13th January at the invitation of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. This will be Chancellor Merz's first official visit to India. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that on the visit, he will be travelling to Ahmedabad and Bangalore. PM will receive Chancellor Merz on 12th January in Ahmedabad. The two leaders will take stock of the progress made in diverse aspects of the India and Germany strategic partnership, which completed 25 years last year. The External Affairs Ministry yesterday issued a travel advisory urging Indian nationals to avoid non-essential travel to Iran until further notice in view of recent developments as the country has been rocked by a wave of protest over inflation and currency devaluation. In under-19 cricket, India defeated host South Africa by 8 wickets through DLS method in the second youth ODI of the three-match series at the Willamore in Benoni. With this win, India team has clinched the series 2-0. And that's the end of the news.